It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
Childhood obesity is a serious medical and social issue. With nearly 70% of Americans overweight and obese, childhood obesity is a scary thing. And a lot of times, many parents are confused, almost feel like they have their backs against the wall on how to raise healthy children and what foods to feed them. Parents, to help us give some clarity to this issue, joining me today is obesity specialist and dear friend, Emily McCavanaugh. Emily, how are you today?
I'm good, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Emily, this issue really touches me as not only as a parent, but as an educator. It's very scary. I mean, with nearly 70% of America being overweight and obese, what basically is your opinion on why this has become such an epidemic and why has it gotten so out of hand, especially with our youth?
I would say obesity has become an epidemic, and in large part it's because of the approach that we have taken. You know, instead of viewing this as a problem like alcoholism, we have chosen to view it as something that could be fixed simply by not eating as much. And it's just not the case. It's not fair to provide every person who struggles with obesity with the same approach. Instead, we must really take the time to understand all the factors involved, the emotional, the environmental, the physical. And once we help to people, you know, sort of figure out what their crisis is, then and only then can we really help them combat obesity.
Interesting, Emily, because you mentioned environment and nutrition. And a lot of parents struggle with this because they say, I'm having a hard time getting my son or daughter off the couch. And Emily, is it exercise to blame? Is it sugar to blame? I mean, who do we point the finger at?
Well, I have to be honest here. I think we have to stop blaming things and making people feel shame for being obese. I think certainly people have to take ownership of this. Parents have to take ownership of this. The child has to take ownership of this. But it really comes down to a lack of understanding, a lack of resources, a lack of support in and around different areas. And yes, reducing sugars, eating more balanced meals, especially in moderate sizes, and exercising are part of the solution. But if we are really going to combat obesity, we first need to sort of stop that blame game and take ownership of the situation.
It's interesting you say that blame game, because I see the parents, you know, and I'm speaking as a parent, we blame the schools and we point the finger. And the schools turn around and say, no, it's the parents' fault. So, you know, we should take better ownership and actually look in the mirror, especially as parents. How can I help? And a question that comes to mind on how can I help? We have a lot of parents who are listening to the show, and they say I have a picky child and they just won't eat. And especially they won't eat their vegetables. They won't eat fruits. How do we get them to incorporate them into their diet and make them a staple part of what they're eating at home?
Yeah, it is very hard. I'm a mom of a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it's a daily struggle for us. But I would say the first thing is to empower your child. They are so much more knowledgeable about healthy versus unhealthy, and what to eat than we realize. And so I think the biggest thing is to make them a part of the process. That's really key. And that's something I've learned as a parent and as an educator. One of the greatest things I've ever done with my children and where I've had the most success and with my students is building a grocery list together. And you start off by having the child tell you 3 treats that they would love to have, you know, starting off with something positive in their world. And so then you go on to explain to them that in order to receive those treats, they must create 3 healthy options for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, and even for a snack. And in describing what healthy things are to kids, we have to really keep it simple. You know, take them through what a protein is, what's a vegetable, what's a fruit, what's a whole grain carb. And then for each healthy meal they create, they get to choose 1 healthy snack. And people are probably saying, oh my God, how could she allow me to bring in unhealthy? But that's really where the onus comes on the parents. And that really gives us an opportunity to teach our children about balance and moderation. just because you may have something unhealthy in the home doesn't mean that they have to eat the whole entire box of it. But it is important to teach them about balance and moderation so that they don't want to overindulge on anything. And that typically can be what happens. If you deprive someone of something, then they're going to want to go and have too much of it. So I'm a big believer in kind of empowering the child and giving them the opportunity to make the right choices with your guidance.
I like that. I like empowering, and I like the thing that you mentioned about parents developing a list. And that's one of the things that my wife and I do at home. We have a lot. We're very big fruit and vegetable eaters. And what we sometimes do, instead of spending the monies on the vitamin waters and the fruits, the fruit drinks that we're worried about the added sugar, what we do with my son Max is that we chop up vegetables together. We chop up the fruits, and then we create our own water beverage or fruitful beverage at home. And it's so beneficial because Matt gets so excited, and he knows at the end of the day, we're making the water or we're making the beverage for dinner. And another question I have for you, because I spoke with another dietitian about this. How important is eating together in terms of keeping your child on track in terms of being healthy and avoiding sugars? Because remember, children are so much like sponge. They replicate exactly and they absorb everything we do. So how important is eating dinner together?
It's so important. I mean, studies have shown that preparing dinner together and eating together on a more regular basis provides children with a safe environment where they are nurtured. And if your child is in crisis, and I mean that they are struggling with something and food has sort of become the solution for them, this safe environment can really become critical for them. Additionally, when children are afforded the opportunity to help prepare a healthy dinner with their parents, they're more inclined to eat because they've worked for it. They've prepared for it. So, you know, it really comes down to actions speaking louder than words. And I think if your child is struggling with obesity, it's a family problem or a family solution is really what I should say. That it's a team focused approach that you have to take. Whether you have one child that is unhealthy and one child is healthier, you really have to look at this as we all have to take ownership of this and really work together, because that's how your child is going to learn. They're going to learn by the habits that you are implementing with yourself first.
Speaking of the parents, Emily, and a lot goes back on them, especially with myself and my wife. What happens if you or your wife or you or your husband are obese, or your guardians are obese, or they're sugar addicts and they have such a sweet tooth? What can the parents do? You know, we have a lot of parents listening. You know, what can they do?
Yeah, I mean, again, I am very cautious, Jay, to prescribe any one particular thing, because I think one of the things as fitness professionals and wellness educators that we have to realize is that everyone is different. So the approach has to be different. But what I can say to the parents who may be struggling is start to ask yourself some questions and write down the answer so that you can see these. So, you know, what are some of the areas that you can change? What are some of the activities that you enjoy? Are there things that you can do together as a family? Am I serving on smaller plates? Are the meals I serve balanced? Meaning, do they have a protein? Do they have a whole grain carb, a vegetable? You know, so I think they have to sort of ask these very difficult questions of themselves, and then they can start to figure out where the biggest challenge for them lies and try to break it off one little piece at a time, not trying to take on a whole thing right away.
Emily, you've helped so many parents, and I know you've educated me today. If people want to find out more about you, we have about 30 seconds. Where can they go online to find out more about you?
Yeah, trainwithfit.com, and it's, yep, trainwithfit.com, and that's my website, and there's plenty of great info on there.
Emily, thank you again so much for joining us today. To learn more about childhood obesity and solutions to help parents, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.